This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Lagricola, Lagricola, first name Lewis, Luis, date of birth November 24, 1967, date of evaluation March 31, 2022, referring physician Dr. Centeno, C-E-N-T-E-N-O, the chief complaint, 54-year-old male seen preoperatively as he is scheduled for right rotator cuff repair, period. The HPI, the patient is a 54-year-old male who reports repetitive motion injury to the right shoulder, period. He stated that he first developed right shoulder symptoms, which he described as a stabbing, burning pain, several months earlier, period. The pain was associated with decreased range of motion, period. Initially, the intensity was rated 8/10, period. However, over a period of time, the pain continued to range in intensity from 7-8/10, period. The symptoms were noted to be worse with reaching or lifting, but improved with cold and heat, period. The pain, for the most part, was confined to his right shoulder, but occasionally radiated to the neck, period. He has had no cardiovascular symptoms, although he has history of palpitations and atrial fibrillation, period. He has had no chest pain or apnea or paroxysmal nocturnal dyspnea, period. A past medical history includes one, atrial fibrillation, diagnosed in 2016, next number congestive heart failure, diagnosed 2016, next number hypertension, next number diabetes type 2, next number hypercholesterolemia. Past surgical history, cardioversion times 4, next number status post left heart catheterization. The medications, Sotalol 120 milligrams 1BID, Pradaxa 150 milligrams 1BID, Losartan 25 milligrams 1 daily, Atorvastatin 20 milligrams 1HS, Metformin 500 milligrams BID, allergies and unknown drug allergies, family history, father had diabetes and required coronary artery bypass grafting, mother had lung cancer, social history, there is no history of cigarette smoking, alcohol, or drug use. Review of systems, constitutional, he has had weight gain, AGENT, he has impaired vision, and there is reading glasses. Otherwise, unremarkable. Musculoskeletal, as per HPI. Neurologic, he has headache, period. Psychiatric, he reports insomnia. Endocrine, he reports history of abnormal glucose test. The physical examination, blood pressure 117/74. Pulse 57, respiratory rate 20, height 70 inches, weight 227.8 pounds. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in nausea distress. The musculoskeletal, right shoulder demonstrates severely restricted range of motion on the abduction and external rotation, period. There is tenderness present, period. Data review. ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm of 51 beats per minute, non-specific T-wave abnormality is present, period. The impression, this is a 54-year-old male with history of right rotator cuff tear, period. He subsequently underwent a conservative course of therapy, but had continued with symptoms. He was found to have right shoulder impingement chronic pain syndrome, next number right shoulder partial thickness, rotator cuff tear. The patient is now felt to require surgical treatment, period. He is felt to be medically stable for his procedure. As such, he is cleared for same, period. Of note, labs were performed and reviewed. White blood cell count 6.5, hemoglobin 14.6, platelets 199, sodium 137, potassium 4.8, chloride 101, bicarb 26, BUN 13, creatinine 0.86, glucose 190, Again, patient is felt to be medically cleared for his procedure. He is stable for same. Of note, his QT interval is 472. QT corrected is 437 milliseconds. Dr. Wellington Ferguson, and the patient. Thank you.